producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. Doesn't cost you anything, whether you've been good or bad. I actually got a really cute Christmas card from a friend of mine whose husband's got a beard. And so the Christmas card, they always make up great Christmas cards, but on the front of it says Santa Claus in the off season. And then it's...
What color is the beard? Is it a white beard or is it?
No, it's gray.
Okay.
It's gray. Yeah, and I mean I can't believe he sat still for it, to be quite honest. And then it says on the back of it, it has a picture of it. It shows her and the dog, and then when you flip it on the very back, it says Joy to the World, which I don't think was exclusive for me. I think that went to everybody. And I just wrote her back an email saying Santa Claus looks very relaxed and benevolent. Could you put in a good word for me? I've been good. Goodish. And she said, goodish is all it takes. So people are getting sort of ingenious, I guess, Photoshop. They've always been really good about their cards.
Mm-hmm.
But the e-cards, I mean, I'm sure Jackie Lawrence, whoever she Jackie Lawson, is a lovely woman. And I suppose it's a good idea. But you know what? It's hard to imagine taking less energy to send something. I suppose it's better than... for me, I'd rather get an email from somebody saying, have a great year.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. It's not that I bah humbug anybody, and I almost always send them back. You can hit send and send back something saying back at you or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've gotten lazier and lazier in terms of personal communication. In the old days, you would go and, buy a card, right? Or buy cards, and you'd address them, and you'd put a stamp on them, and you'd probably put to Manny on the front, and you'd address them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could address them on your computer. So that took out a little bit of that, because people used to put a lot of energy into, calligraphy and nice handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't even need a stamp. I mean, you just send an e-card, which, as I said, I would probably prefer, although I'm getting a lot of sort of emails that are, very decorative and stuff. But the problem is that I can't tell the difference between my friends and my bank. Right? They all look the same.
Yeah.
And the bank probably has a little bit more shekel to spend on making it lovely. But it does seem to have become a little impersonal.
Yeah.
If I counted up the number of cards, the number of actual cards I got from friends, and the number of sort of other devices from businesses, whether the airline sent you cards now, my doctors and dentists send me cards, my bank, I think I mentioned my bank, who else sends me cards? Credit card companies do, my credit cards. They're all,
I got one from a few years ago from the car dealership where I purchased my car.
Yeah, anybody. Real estate agents. From real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing bad about it. It's just that if the same card comes from my real estate agent and my next door neighbor.
Right. Or a cousin or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm being bah humbug. Today is National Pfeffernuss Day, which I actually had to look up. I knew what pfeffernut was, which is peanut butter and jelly and marshmallow,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was a made-up word. Apparently, it's not. And a pfeffernuss, for many of you who know, is a Christmas cookie that apparently has Germanic origins, and it's molasses. It's a molasses cookie, which is sometimes mistaken for gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd sort of add that. And today's National Roots Day. I don't know if that means that your roots are showing. You need to go to your hairdresser. I don't know exactly what National Roots is. It probably means look into your ancestry. But, if your roots are turning dark, maybe. Right? Different words have different meanings to different people.
Sure, yeah.
In 1783, George Washington resigned as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. Mm-hmm. Mostly because he didn't get enough Christmas cards.
No, probably.
Picking that part up. And not coincidentally, in 1873, a mere 40 years later, a visit from St. Nicholas, also known as the Night Before Christmas, is published anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe George Washington published it and just didn't want anyone to know. I don't think so. All right. In 1893, Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck is performed. Now, you guys remember that for those of us of a certain generation, Engelbert Humperdinck was a rock singer, but he wasn't. He was a German composer. Mm. And I can't remember what Engelbert Humperdinck's real name was, something like, you know, George Smith or something. He just took that. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
See here, you. I told you, the queen of Trivial Pursuit. If I knew anything about geography, I'd rule the world. I'm going to learn. I'm tired of sort of being proud of my ignorance. I'm not proud of my ignorance. I just have to learn it. 1913, the Federal Reserve Act. Very controversial. Signed into law by Woodrow Wilson, creating the Federal Reserve System. Many people are not happy about that. But we can talk about that later, because this program really isn't about politics, although it's sometimes about money. The first successful kidney transplant was only in 1954.
Yeah.
That's only, 60 years.
60 years, yeah.
Hard to believe. J. Hartwell Harrison and Joseph Murray and George Washington was not involved in it, nor was Engelbert Humperdinck, much to everybody's chagrin. 1958, the dedication of the Tokyo Tower, the world's highest self-supporting iron tower.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things make me a little nervous, although I now live in a high-rise, but it's not the world's tallest. Mm-hmm. 1970, the North Tower, the World Trade Center in Manhattan, is topped out at 1,368 feet, making it the tallest building in the world. Wow. I didn't realize it was this week.
Yeah.
And the new one, do you know how tall the new one is? No, there's obviously
taller,
not more than South Tower.
It's taller.
It's 1,700.
I was going to guess it was about 300 or 400.
1776.
Taller, yeah.
Specifically 1776. But that counts. Right. It turns out it's a little bit of a cheat because it counts the antenna.
Okay.
And some people are chagrined about that.
Well, how tall is the antenna? How much does it add
know,
to it?
Maybe
a couple feet.
What? How tall are antennas? Maybe 25 feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 20, 25 feet. I'm 18. We can Google it and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Antenna at the World Trade Center. But they wanted it to be 1776. That was
right.
Specifically the thing,
yeah.
Which makes it the tallest building in the United States. I think third tallest in the world. But there's actually an apartment building now in Midtown that, if you don't count the antenna, is actually slightly taller than the World Trade Center.
Hmm.
Freedom Tower, yeah. Just for those who care about stuff like that. And this is kind of one of those odd things that I actually have some vague connection to. In 1972, the 16 survivors of the Andes flight disaster are rescued after 73 days. And this one is very famous because they survived by cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I met one of the guys.
Really?
Yeah. He was doing, I met him on a cruise ship, I think, and he was doing, I think he had a book out or something, and he was doing speaking tours on, and it's a really fascinating story, and what they talk about, I mean, it's a harrowing story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it Ethan Hawke was in it, and I think it was called Alive.
Early 90s. But they talked about that it was really sort of a consecration, that they talked about it as almost a mass, because all of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And, body and blood. I mean, the Donner Pass isn't nearly, I don't know why the Donner Pass, the Andes flight, I guess because people were alive and talking about it and it was much more modern. I mean, that's 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the Donner Pass, which was in the 1800s, same thing happened. I don't know. The urge to stay alive, I mean, it's not a happy thought. Human beings, I think, have an atavistic response to cannibalism. I mean, it's just not part of how we view sort of evolved human beings. But,
right.
You know, I mean, the thing is, people go into a restaurant and pick out a live lobster and eat it. I mean, it's not... I don't know.
I just couldn't imagine. being
it's,
they
it's
were
a little hard to imagine,
days.
But it's also hard to imagine, you know, starving to death.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I think, you know, it's one of those things that you can't really judge. And there were some people who opted out, who died and said, I'm not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to know until you're there, I guess. But it is interesting to see what human beings, how human beings respond. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sarah. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm calling because I have a question in regards to relationships and where I can kind of go from here. I know you have your one-year rule, and I've had major issues trying to stick to that. And
well, at least you're not alone. All right, tell me what the issue is specifically here, Sarah.
Okay, well, I feel like I've been in monogamous relationships since I was a teenager. I mean, I'm only 24, but I feel like I've been in one relationship after another.
When did you start dating?
Well, I had a serious boyfriend in high school that I was going out with until college.
All right, so like 17, 18?
Yeah, about that, 16, 17.
Okay.
And then I dated someone in college from my sophomore year of college until last May. So we were together for almost 5 years.
Okay.
And since then, you know, I've bounced back and forth, you know, with someone else. And I want to be able to be alone, and I want to, you know, get to know myself more.
Good plan.
Completely, you know, solo basis. But I just find myself yearning for that kind of, like, companionship, which I don't really want to have at this point.
All right, so tell me, the conflict is, on the one hand, it sounds to me it's a conflict between your head and your heart, and maybe other organs, that your head says, look, you're going to be better off, you're going to make better choices if you're alone for a while, and the other part of you says, but I'm lonesome, I really want to be with somebody, right?
Right, but I don't know where, I mean, like, I'm a very independent person, I feel like. I'm very goal-oriented, very career-oriented, I have a lot of friends, and I don't know why I keep kind of looking for the next best thing, you know?
Well, are you in a relationship with somebody now?
I just ended a relationship with somebody.
All right, so when you... I thought that was... Oh, you mean last May, meaning last month May?
No, as of 2007 May.
Okay, so it's been a year.
No, I was still with someone back and forth, on and off, in the last year. Someone else.
Oh, all right. So... All right, so let me just understand this.
Okay.
So the question is whether or not to break off with this guy that you've been with for 5 years on and off for the last year?
No, me and the guy from the 5 years have not really had any communication within the last year. But there was somebody else since then that I was on and off with throughout the last year that I know I need to not be with. I know that.
Like, okay.
I'm very aware of that he deserves more attention than I can give him. And
he's a rebound guy.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
He's always been a rebound guy.
Distill this down to a question for me.
Fill it out to a question for you. How can I, where, I'm kind of trying to, like, I guess, figure out why I feel that I need to be in a monogamous relationship, why I want someone there, and how do I not have someone
there?
Right.
Well, I think the answer in the first instance is kind of an abstract, sociological, sexual response, which says, you know, you've been trained to be somebody's little girl, you know, and somebody's girlfriend, and then somebody's steady date, and yada yada, and you're 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've certainly been socialized into that you did your Barbie bride and everything else, and, you know, everything in society says pair up. So I think that's not particularly surprising. And clearly, are your parents together or not together?
They're together. Happily, that's a different question.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's not particularly unusual. I think what the conflict is, where the tension is you sort of being willing to try being by yourself for a while. And there are a couple ways of doing that. The obvious, which is probably not going to work terribly well for you, is just to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
To sort of end this relationship, because you know it's not going anyplace, and decide, for example, end it like today,
mm-hmm.
and decide that you're not going to start going out with anybody till after Halloween.
Okay.
Now, is that enough time? Probably not. But if I say to you a year, you're not going to do it.
Right.
If I say to you, get through the summer, and during the summer, I'm not suggesting you put yourself on house arrest, and I think that's why, part of why you may be having the conflict of feeling like, well, if I'm not in a relationship, I have nobody to go to movies with, and I don't have anybody to hang out with, and I'll be up by myself on Saturday night, and you know, I'll become Miss Gooch, and we'll never have a date again. Not so. I mean, it's a great time to work on your abs, work on your relationships with your women friends that you get getting a little flabby, take a course.
Right.
Learn to sail, travel, do some things on your own to prove that, number one, you're okay. Number two, you can actually have fun by yourself. And then instead of trying to, exactly as you say, find the next mate, just look for a date. But don't do it now. And sort of maybe date a couple people at the same time, which probably means you're not sleeping with any of them, or you're just sleeping with one of them at a time. I mean, I think that dating, if you can keep it platonic, is a great way of kind of shopping. And shopping, not only that women shop, but that men shop as well, that you really spend some time getting to know who you are, what you want, as opposed to committing to somebody very early on. And I think that part of that is being sexual early on. But what I would suggest you do is kind of in at least two different stages. Number one, decide that for the summer, because it's such a nice kind of emotional time, such an obvious kind of, you know, warm weather and people are out more, and decide that for the summer, I'm just going to hang. You know, I'm not going to see anybody. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to have friends. I'm not going to sleep with anybody. And I'm just going to see how that works. And then when it gets a little cooler, when Thanksgiving comes or Halloween comes or whatever, then I'm going to start looking for people to date. But instead of finding one person to date, I'm going to find a number of people to date. I'm going to date, which means that, you know, I'm not going to sleep with them, certainly for a very long time, if ever. And I'm just going to look for some friends and some guys that I kind of like, or something I like about a guy, as opposed to looking for a mate. And see how you do. Because I think that at 16, we have such a limited perspective of who we are, that trying to find somebody to be with gets very complicated. And just see how it works.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful. I mean, I've always found that, like, it's almost like instead of breaking up, I'm training up. You know, I feel it's always like...
Yeah, it's the trapeze phenomenon. I'm not letting go of one until I can grab onto another.
Yeah.
But it doesn't serve you.
No, it sure doesn't.
And it doesn't serve in the relationship. So just decide, okay, I'm going to do, instead of cold turkey, I guess, do hot dog. You know, I'm not going to do anybody for the summer. And then see in the fall. And if you're getting a little, you know, if you get nervous about it or uncomfortable about it, whatever, call. But I think just, and I keep notes. I think it's a wonderful way of keeping track of your interior monologue of, well, I really miss this, you know, I really miss having somebody. And then we can look and see where your vulnerable times are. For example, is it Saturday night? Or is it, you know, finding a date to a wedding? Or is it, you know, when my friends get engaged? And of course, all of those are pretty obvious,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, the point is that once you realize the whole point of the 1 year rule, Sarah, is that you prove to yourself that you're making a choice based on wishes, not needs, and
right.
It changes everything.
Yeah, I feel like even at this point, I've always, you know, I've broken up with them for whatever reasons, but I almost feel like at this point, I don't even know really what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Because you're just, you have to figure out who you are first.
Right.
And great, paper and pencil are really useful.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing, I think, Sarah, that you've got a whole bunch of issues that are not unique to you, and I think what's wonderful about you is that you're aware of at least the symptoms of the problem, which is, I have a hard time being alone, even though intellectually I understand it's perfectly okay and sometimes even preferable, that not knowing what I'm looking for, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's okay to shop. I really do. I think men shop. I think women shop. It's why internet dating, I think, works really well. Or dating just in general is just an effort to find out who you are, what you want, how you interact with other people. In Dating for Dummies, the whole first half of the book is just how to know yourself, how to know who you are, where you came from, how you're influenced by your parents, all that kind of stuff. Because until you know who you are, it's very hard to figure out who you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to just help you with anything that's on your mind. And one of the things that we were talking about is people getting new jobs and new jobs that old jobs because that technology have wiped out. For example, printers. You know, I had a friend whose family had been in the printing and bookbinding business for like 100 years, literally since, well, I guess that's Civil War. And they're out of business because people do desktop printing. So, that Xerox repairman, they're in short supply, like the Maytag repairman, I guess. So they're just their jobs. The technology essentially has wiped out. So we were sort of asking, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? What, man, if you could have any job, do you have a dream job?
I do have a dream job. I would like to be play-by-play announcer for a Super Bowl one of these days. I would love to have that opportunity to do that. That's my ultimate dream job, for sure.
Have you done play-by-play for football?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done it mostly, primarily high school football on previous jobs that I've had. But
that's really interesting. Because he won the lottery, which is the only reason I know the story, one of the board ops in one of my stations, I think in New Hampshire, won the lottery. And he was the board op for my program, and he did play-by-play for basketball, I think, for the local high school team. And once he won the lottery, he and his mom each a house. I think they'd been living in a trailer before that. And he continued to do my program, and he continued to do play-by-play because he was doing what he wanted to be doing. So
yeah.
It's amazing how many people in broadcasting, especially the guys, almost all the guys want to do sports. Regardless of what they're doing, they want to do sports. Bob, what was his name? Bob Wilson. I'm trying to remember. It was Bob something who used to do play-by-play for the Bruins. And when I first worked for that station, my first job in broadcasting was in Boston, and the station carried the Red Sox and the Bruins.
Okay.
And so I got to sit in the press booth for play-by-play, and he could actually say, as with the hockey in particular, he could actually describe the plays quicker than I can actually see them. It was amazing.
And especially, I've done hockey too, and hockey's
fast.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult sport to be play by play in because everything is, you know, the puck is moving around so quickly.
Yeah,
and
the guys are moving around so quickly.
Yeah.
Except fortunately they stop and bash each other every once in a while so you can catch your breath.
Well, in the NHL too, you have a lot of foreign players, and so you have a lot of names that are kind of uncommon and hard to pronounce.
Yeah, but once you learn them, you learn them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the first time you just sort of stumble over everything. But he used to be. I would sit next to him in the booth,
mm-hmm.
and he could talk faster than I could see them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, play-by-play is interesting. All right, so you do play-by-play. I was hoping you were going to say work for me and you already had your dream job, but realistically.
I am definitely.
That would have been a suck-up.
I should say, though, I'm definitely enjoying working with Dr. Joy Brown.
He has to say that, folks, because otherwise I'm going to rat him. I'm going to dime him to Santa Claus, you know, and then he's going to be in real trouble. No, it actually turns out that at the office, that it's one of the more popular positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't yell. And you never know what's going
to
happen.
And you're very easy to work with, too, greatly appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. You're fun to work with as well. All right, so my dream job is probably what I'm doing. I mean, I really love my job. The only thing I would probably add into my life that I don't do right now is a little acting. I was a thespian when I was a young kid and sort of just decided that it was not everything I ever tried out for, I got. But I'm not good at auditions. I mean, I get so nervous about them, and I realized that I'm sort of not. Well, right now I could probably play character parts or something, but it was one of those things that I've always loved doing, and I've been in a couple of plays since I've been in New York and some off Broadway stuff, and I really, it's the only thing in my life that I would really like to do that I'm not doing. On the other hand, I guess I get in front of a microphone 5 days a week, so it's hard to whine about that. And it's not really a dream job. It would just be a dream addition, because I don't think I'd be very happy doing it exclusively, because actors don't work, they take long hiatuses, because they're not, even if they're good, they're not very good for a role or whatever, and especially for women, it's not a very forgiving profession. But and movies are a little less interesting. I've done a couple of movies, and they're just so slow that, you know, the live theater is much more fun. So, but that's, you know, basically, and you know, it comes up every once in a while, and I like doing television, which is not really acting, because and with few exceptions I play myself, which is, you know, I don't actually have to study very hard to do that. But I was over at HBO this week, and you know, it occurred to me when I was over there that they actually send me a residual check for about $13 literally about every year, because I did when HBO first started, I did a made-for-TV movie called The Coming Out of Heidi Leiter. And I played a talk show host that was dealing. I mean, it turned out to be one of those things that was really kind of prescient, because it kind of predicted gay rights to a certain extent. It was based on a true story of two women, young girls actually. I think they were 17, who decided to go to the prom together, and it created this huge fuss, and we had a studio audience, and it was really a fun thing to do. Stuff like that is fun, and I'm going to be on. I think I'm not allowed to mention it yet. Shoot, sorry. I'll tell you when we get closer to it. I did it a long time ago, and it was supposed to come out in January, and it's not. It's going to come out, I think, in March. And apparently I'm not allowed to mention anything about it until it actually comes out. But I'll tell you, as soon as they let me know, I'll tell you about it. I'm not trying to tease you. I just sort of, they'll come and take out my fingernails or something. Okay, so any job in the world. Does anybody want to be Santa Claus? Probably not this week.
It'd be quite a busy week if somebody took on that job right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be, you'd be a little bit behind the eight ball.
At least a busy couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else we got?
Marie, she says she would like to be an honest and caring politician and be for the people.
You know, yeah. So, honey, that means, Marie, you got to run for office. Because if all we get is people who are venal running for office, that's what we're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So somehow we need to make, I mean, that's why campaign reform, finance reform is so important, so that people who aren't rich and expecting to get richer can run. I don't know, it seems to be something corrupter about it, something corrupting about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, I would like to think that there was, as I said, that was one of them. Maybe I didn't say it. I told you I saw the case against Proposition 8, and the two lawyers who faced each other during the Gore-Bush campaign fight at the Supreme Court. So one was on the far left, one's on the far right, united in this the case against Prop 8. And for me, one of the comforts of that, I mean, first of all, it's a great documentary. It's on the short list for the Oscars, and hopefully we'll make it. And you should go see it, because it's interesting and it's well done. And not the least of which is these two guys who were on opposite ends of the political spectrum, opposite ends of the legal spectrum when they were fighting this, you know, down and dirty fight that went on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That whole notion of smart, well-intentioned people getting together and talking about things and finding common ground and influencing one another has gone out of the political system. So, Marie, I agree with you. But I think that means that people who are disgusted by the process need to get involved in it, because if all of us who are disgusted just opt out, we're going to leave it to the disgusting. That's suitable for a bumper sticker, isn't it? Maybe not. Okay. All right, what else we got?
We'll go to Shannon. Shannon says she would like to have Vanna White's job for the reasons of wearing nice dresses, low stress, travel, good hours, and of course the money.
I don't know. Is that? I guess it just seems to me that you know, when you have your last rattly little breath, saying, "Did I make the world a better place?" I mean, I think Vanna is very attractive, and she certainly. But what does that mean? I mean, okay, I'm not arguing with it. It's just. Would you like to have a little bit more of an impact than that if it's your perfect... I guess it's a perfect job. You're right. You don't work very many hours. Pat Sajak, I've met him a couple times. He seems to be charming. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, you know, I think people who are professionally charming... It's like the line in Into the Woods that the prince says... he says, I was... Chris Hemsworth says, as the prince, I was raised to be charming, not sincere. I think television hosts are raised to be charming, not necessarily sincere. But he seems by all, you know, I'm not bad-mouthing him. He seems to be a charming man, and working with somebody who's nice certainly makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right, so Vanna White, watch out.
Very quick before we go to break, Pearl says, I would write and produce Broadway musicals. I love to write, and I love the theater and singing.
Well, start locally. I mean, almost everything that ends up on Broadway starts someplace else. Starts in L.A. or starts in Chicago. Call up and tell me about your musical. I'd love to hear about it. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com.
and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about what job you'd love, your perfect career job description. See what else we got.
All right.
Any job you wanted.
Let's see. Left off with Pearl. Let's go to Aurora. She says, I would love to be a hotel reviewer for a website or magazine. I love to travel and love to explore hotels. That's an interesting
All right, what you should do is write up, the next time you go on a trip, write it and send it to somebody and see if they'll print it for you. And you can start with a local newspaper. You can start with your church bulletin. Start any place. Just get published someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Irvin says, comedian, comedy writer, NBA player. He's got a couple of them, it looks like. Comedian, comedy writer, NBA player, or stay-at-home dad. These are all difficult and demanding titles, but I would feel rewarding also.
All right, well, let's start with comedy writer. Start writing. And a lot of places have open mics, especially these days. Comedy has sort of enjoyed a real resurgence. So that's number one. Stay-at-home dad. I don't know if you have kids. It's probably harder to be a stay-at-home dad if you don't have kids. But nevertheless, and your kids probably have to be under the age of 10, or it doesn't count. NBA player. It depends, you know, I suppose how tall you are and how old you are, but there's certainly pickup games that that I'm sure you could get involved in. So we had comedy writer, stay-at-home dad, NBA. What was the other one?
Comedian. Comedian was the first one he said.
And yeah.
Comedian, then comedy writer.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. And then he...
Just start writing.
He ends it with a nice perspective. He says, think about it, in all these jobs, you make people smile. So...
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, but again, none of them are necessarily outside the realms of possibilities, so...
Sure.
You know, I think part of it is that you have to start and understand what, if you read the stories of people who are doing those things, they quite often, I mean, for the NBA, probably a little bit different because a lot of those kids started playing, you know, in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also stories, because they make them into movies, right, about guys who go to tryouts or whatever, and they're always sort of local games. Stay-at-home dad. Pretty feasible. Comedians just start writing. Rodney Dangerfield was a house painter. He was a painting contractor, and he started. He was telling jokes at bar mitzvahs and weddings, and didn't start really being a professional comedian until he was in his late 40s, like early 50s.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. Let's go on to Karen. Karen says, "You'll appreciate this, Dr. Joy." She says, "Talk show host and interview famous people."
Well, again, start find a local radio station and agree to do it for free for a while, and off you go. You need some track record. You may want to expand it out a little bit in that the celebrity interview stuff is kind of, first of all, in order to get them, you probably have to be either syndicated or living in a big city, which it doesn't mean no. It just means you probably need to expand it out to something a little bit more than that. But just start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Patrick says, President of the United States, because I wouldn't be scared of creating a social revolution and dying for good causes.
Well, I don't think you have to die, hopefully.
Certainly wouldn't want you to die.
Yeah, no, I mean, but, and hopefully what you would do is live. I mean, this is a country that hopefully has bloodless revolutions, so we get to vote every 4 years
mm-hmm.
and for president, and, you know, every couple of years for the Congress. So, I mean, well, I good for you for wanting to be involved in politics and wanting to make the world a better place, but I don't think you necessarily have to view yourself as a martyr to the cause. I mean, that would mean that, number one, your tenure would be abbreviated, and number two, that the country would presumably be somewhat sort of shoved into chaos by your death. So let's have you be president and live and have a wonderful legacy.
And I think that was actually our friend Patrick who called in and talked with you about the Sony situation last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's our guy Patrick that called in with that.
I keep calling David, yeah.
But, yeah, good for him.
Well, and it sounds like, I mean, to his credit, that he is literally putting his energy where his fantasies are, that he is involved, he is. And, you know, this is, as I said, if you look at movies, if you look at documentaries, if you look at politics, this year, more than probably any other year that I can remember in the last 2 years, let's say, 2 or 3 years, have been sort of political upheavals of people saying, whether it's Occupy Wall Street, whether it's the Arab Spring, whether it's the Wikipedia leaks, whatever it is, of people saying, that we want government to be working for us. We want transparency, that that there are more of us than there are of government, and we need to find our voice and find our focus. Because for me, it's not so much voice. I mean, I think everybody can holler. It's being able to find enough consistency of an overlap of interest to be able to work together. Because if you get five people together, they probably have five different versions of how they want the world to be. So you need to find some commonality that you can unite behind so that you can have that strength of number, especially in a democracy.
Yeah. Let's go to Vicky. Vicky says, I would like to do your job. Talking to you, of course. Says, I would like to do your job, but would get frustrated when people don't listen.
Well, honey, let me tell you,
we've had a couple callers that have not necessarily wanted to listen to you.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah. Listen, it's part of the job description, and even if you're a therapist, that understanding that your job is not to convince people. Your job is to give people the information, and then they have to choose, number one, whether to accept it, and number two, even more importantly, what to do about it. Because, I mean, your job stops at one point and somebody else's begins. And it's really important not to confuse those two phenomena. Because if you feel that it's your job to make somebody do something different, first of all, you're going to be bullying them. Second of all, you're going to be frustrated a lot. And third of all, they're going to feel bullied.
Yeah.
So, and that's not a way of having consistent change. People have to sort of find themselves. You hear on the negative side, when people are addicted or drinking, that they have to hit bottom. And what that really means is that there has to be some reason within themselves to change their approach. And whatever bottom means, and I think bottom can mean different things to different people, but you don't change for somebody else. Change is a very difficult phenomenon. You change because it's no longer profitable on any level. It's too painful not to. And so my job is not to change you. My job is to give you something at the end of a phone call that you didn't have at the beginning, so you see yourself as having options that you didn't previously see yourself as having. And if I do that, I mean, I'm delighted, because every once in a while you can hear somebody change on the phone. You can hear the sort of process occur. But that's, I mean, if that was the only criteria, I would not be a very happy camper. My job is just to give you something, and I, you know, hope like crazy that you'll use it, because that makes both of us feel better. But that's up to you. You get to choose. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.